This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating preoperative history and physical on patient Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, first name Stacy, S-T-A-C-E-Y, date of birth April 4th, 1975. The date of evaluation, November 23rd, 2022. The referring physician, Dr. Warren Strudwick. The chief complaint, patient is seen preoperatively as she is scheduled for right correction left rotator cuff repair. The HDI. The patient is a 47-year-old female who reports bilateral shoulder injuries, period. She stated that she suffered a fall on October 10, 2021, period. She had then attempted to break her fall, but suffered a rotator cuff tear bilaterally, period. She was initially evaluated by occupational health, period. She reports that her claims were initially denied, period. She then sought the care of her primary care physician, who ordered an MRI, period. She initially underwent a course of conservative therapies to include physical therapy, period. There was minimal improvement. She had continued with bilateral pain, period. Pain is described as dull and ranges to sharp and stabbing. It is rated 6-7/10 at rest, and it is worsened with use of the arms, period. She reports that pain radiates to the scapula, period. It is associated with decreased range of motion, period. She has had no cardiovascular symptoms, period. The past medical history, 1, uterine fibroids, next number hypertension, next number asthma, next number fibromyalgia, next number diabetes type 2, next number sleep apnea, next number obesity. Past surgical history, bilateral hernia at age 6 months. Next number, emergency C-section. The medication, Losartan, 50 milligrams, 1 daily, vitamin D, 1,000 units, 1 daily, Flonase, 2 sprays, BID, Metformin XR, 750 milligrams, 1 daily, Singulair, 10 milligrams, 1 daily, Lyrica, 75 milligrams, 1 TID, Iron slow release, 65 milligrams, take 2 daily. Birth control, norepinephrine acetate plus ethanol estradiol, 1 mg/0.02 mg as directed. Ventolin, 2 puff PRN. Enteric coated aspirin, 81 milligrams daily. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Family history. Maternal grandmother had breast cancer. Mother had coronary artery disease, myocardial infarction, hypertension, congestive heart failure, and diabetes. Father died of prostate cancer and had diabetes, hypertension, seizures, and CBA. The social history, the patient denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems, constitutional. She reports weight loss. Skin, she reports itching and moles. Head, no history of trauma. Eyes, she wears glasses, ears, no deafness or tinnitus, all cavities, she has bleeding tongue, respiratory. She reports dyspnea and wheezing, cardiac, no chest pain, orthopnea, or PND, gastrointestinal, occasional abdominal pain, musculoskeletal, as for HPI, hematologic, GI, anemia, and easy bruising. The remainder of the REGEF systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 115/83, pulse 92, respiratory rate 20, height 64 inches, weight 258.8 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The skin revealed multiple tattoos, especially involving the posterior neck and right cervical region. Musculoskeletal, the left shoulder has decreased range of motion on abduction and external rotation. There's tenderness on passive exercise period. Right shoulder has slightly more movement than the left, and the range of motion is approximately 145 degrees on abduction period. She is noted to be obese. The remainder of the exam is unremarkable. Data review. The MRI shows a high-grade partial tear of the supraspinatus, impingement, and a possible superior labrum anterior/posterior SLAP tear. Period. EKG reveals sinus rhythm of 81 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable. The impression. This is a 47-year-old female who sustained an industrial injury to the shoulders bilaterally. She is now scheduled to have left rotator cuff repair period. She has evidence of diabetes, which is poorly controlled period. She further has moderate obesity, period. She otherwise has no symptoms of cardiovascular disease, period. She is therefore cleared for her surgical procedure. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.